Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right, welcome to the show here. You can see I've shaved my beard. I had to do it because I was going to start to look kind of grubby. I was going to turn into an aminal, and I didn't want that to happen. So, can we just get this fucking microphone so it's not sticking in my face? So how are you all holding up? Good? Well, that's great. This is J. Paul Peter Potter. How are you all holding up here in the middle of the corona pandemic? It sounds frightening, and perhaps in some quarters it is frightening. I wake up every morning and I stare into the mirror and I see, I think, what is a reasonably handsome face, and I say, J. Paul Peter Potter. What is this guy's name? This is J. Good morning and welcome to another day in the corona pandemic. This is J. Paul Peter Paul. Peter Paul. That's it. This is J. Paul Peter Paul. When I wake up in the morning and I look at myself and I say, have I morphed into another creature of some kind? And of course we laugh at these things. New York Giants, is that the Polo Grounds? Or are you just glad to see me? Are those the Polo Grounds, or are you just glad to see me? Welcome to... What? Jackie Robinson. I guess, apparently that was a bullshit story. I was always hoping that that was a true story, that Jackie Robinson retired rather than put on the uniform of the hated Giants. And as it turned out, he was very happy to have put on the uniform of the Giants, but he had commercial commitments and he had business commitments that he had to adhere to, that he had to be faithful to. So he was unable. This is Jackie Robinson reveals he's quitting baseball. Pirate says his age 38 made the decision. He was 38, yeah. But he was still, I think, traded to the Giants. The Giants wanted him. And the word was, after due consideration, I've decided to request to be placed on the voluntary retired list as I'm going to devote my time to business opportunities been presented. My sincere thanks to you and Mr. Feeney for your wonderful cooperation and understanding this matter. I assure you that my retirement has nothing to do with my trade to your organization. From all I've heard from people you're with, you have a pleasure to have been. So the rumor was he did not want to have anything to do with the Giants, and I think that's what a lot of the fans wanted to believe, but it isn't true. For you and the New York Giants, Jackie Robinson. All right. My retirement has nothing to do with your organization. And that ends that matter. That was a letter that he wrote. And he said goodbye to the Brooklyn Dodgers. 38 years of age, 1956. He was a rookie at the age of 28. Naturally, you know, he'd been playing in the so-called Negro Leagues. He'd also been playing a minor league experience with the Montreal Royals. Triple A experience. It was a pretty heady time, man. I remember being a kid and watching on television the explosion of activity and social activity and protest around civil rights. All right. This is J. Paul Peter Paul. Welcome to the Corona Pandemic, Day 6. The J. Paul Peter Paul Diary. I'm J. Paul Peter Paul. The fuck is this guy's name? Change your fucking name, dude. Change your name, you know. No, why should I change? Because you got a fucked up name. You got a fucked up name, man. What is all this shit these guys are sending me? Adolf Manju. Who is this? Normally we have 18 people and a couple of skin jobs. Who are these people? Let me see if I can recognize who the woman is. These are my friends. Fresh badge of my hearing aid, so Karen can no longer read my thoughts. Karen. I don't know who these people are, man. All right, now, let's see. Testy 1-2. Well, welcome, everyone. This is J. Paul Peter Paul, and welcome to... Welcome to Day 5, The Pandemic Diaries, with me, J. Paul Peter Paul. What music could I use? Oh, my God. The Pandemic Diaries. Wow, Greed is on... No, it's not. I thought this was on. Greed is a great silent film that was filmed in Death Valley. Can you imagine they hauled a crew, cameras, actors, all this shit in like 1920 or 21 or 22, I forget. I think Eric von Stroheim, I don't know who directed the goddamn thing, up to Death Valley to film this fucking thing. Hello? No, bitch. Want this one now. This ain't shit, man. This music sucks. Just fucking sucks. This is Pandemic Diary, Day 6. I am J. Paul Peter Paul. No, shut up, motherfucker. This is not going to be easy, man. I can see they're not going to make it easy. So you want to use our music? Well, you said it was royalty free, so it's like, I don't want to steal it. Well, we're going to make you buy it. I got it. I get you. I understand. But I want to be able to use it first to see what it's like. You dig? See, so they're not even letting me do this. They're not even letting me do this. Get lost. 50 royalty-free dramatic music. Let's see what this is all about. When the eyes are closed, oh, Christ. Good God. How do I play this, man? I'm trying to hit the play button on this shit.
It ain't fucking playing, man. You know what I mean? It ain't not even fucking downloading.
Yes, okay. I accept. There we go. Now, I thought you said that this was going to be royalty fucking free music, you know. All right, so that's the end of that. Fuck that. Get out of here. Adventure music. I don't know. Let's do this. What mention adventure royalty free music? Spotify. Let's see, man. Be royalty free. How could this be royalty free, man? It's from fucking Lord of the Rings, bitch. So I don't know, man. This is J. Paul Peter Paul. No bitch. Yeah, no bitch. Something I could use. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know. This is not Royally Free, man. It's Pirates of the Caribbean. Give me a friggin' break. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, I don't know, man.
Seems to me that there's something quite amiss, you know, in how this is all going. I'm not one to criticize or to prejudge, but I think I know my shit, you know, when it comes to this sort of thing. And you motherfuckers are strictly, what's the word? Up the butt with your bullshit.
All right, man. What do you think? This is J. Paul Peter Paul. This is J. Paul Peter Paul. The corona, this is the corona pandemic with me, J. Paul Peter Paul. What a great day it is to be alive, huh? There is a disease that is ravaging the United States. And okay, people are getting very sick. I'm not sick yet. And here's the thing. When I go to church, and I went yesterday to open church, I went in there and I went, yeah, I took a deep breath of everyone's breath. Fuck. All right, let's do some surf music. You know what I did yesterday? I went surfing. And I rode the waves of Southern California. And I don't know.
I don't know. You know, here. Oh, here. Let's see.
I love it. Yep. This is J. Paul Peter Paw, and this is day 5 of my pandemic log. I was challenged by R. Griffin Warner, who is the owner of Leslie of Cavco Communication Uplink, and I was challenged to create a daily blog, an audio blog that uplifts even in the midst of a pandemic that is taking lives to the tune of, so far, 20,000 plus, 22,000 people. The minute I say anything that is the least bit negative, the minute I refer to anything, talk about the pandemic, talk about the fact that it's taking lives, I have to stab myself with this knife. You can't see it. What the fuck is that? This is J. Paul Peter Paul. No, wait. This is J. Paul Peter Paul, and this is day 5 of my pandemic log. Wait. Audio log is blog, yeah. Pandemic diary is better. Hello, I'm J. Paul Peter Paul, and this is day 5 of my pandemic diary, right? Yeah. Hello, this is...